on that. And this is my idea of a perfect golf course setting. No trees. I don't think if you want to really go grow grass and you want to grow it without benefit of traditional pesticides, then stop falling in love with trees, because trees provide shade, they stop sun movement. I mean, grass is, that wants to grow out in the open. It wants air circulation, it wants sun. So we're all about trying to do all the cultural practices we can to, because we don't have a lot of products to fight disease, so we need to do everything else. And this is my idea of an ideal golf course. This is what our, and we did what we said we were going to do. This is the third hole taken just before we started clearing. This is what our trees look like. This is about the density of forest. And then about a week later, that's the same third hole. So we did what we said we were going to do. And we just didn't take out enough. I'm still taking out trees. But they're not, as you can see, you know, they're not specimen trees. They're more woodlot type trees. But that's the kind of clearing that's required. We composted all the topsoil. Again, having the benefit of knowing you have an organic golf course before you start and plant any seed is a big help. So we just piled that up, screened all that, lined irrigation ponds, not unusual in the golf business, but this is probably a little bit unusual. Lining greens was new. And the reason that they did this, originally, we were going to have a very low pesticide list, like maybe less than 10 products. As the thing morphed toward approval, it was obvious we were going to have to be organic. Why exactly we ended up with lying grains is just because they thought that the most intense management, whether it was organic or synthetic products, would be on the greens, which is correct. So they wanted to set up a situation where you see the herringbone shape in here in the green, and we cover this with stone and then, you know, build the green inside of that. And this drainage system all goes to an exit point, which you'll see where that exit point sign, that pipe comes out. And it's at that spot, the most concentrated, everything's going to flow out of the green, all the water. And it's at that point we installed lysimeters.